There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. It is a special edition of Follow the Money here on VSiN, and we are live today before kickoff, 6.5 hours away, in fact, from downtown Las Vegas, and the Circa Resort and Casino. Anticipation has been building for this big game now for 2 full weeks. We are loaded with guests today. Among them, Michael Lombardi will join us in a half an hour. Mike Pritchard on the program. Matt Eumanns, you're going to hear about his best bets. Ben Fowkes on big bets and where the money is going across the country. Adam Chernoff will break it down in 2 hours with us. And Mike Palm to get a report here at Circa. Pauly, it's crazy where we are at now with legal sports betting. When you look back and how many states where you could place a bet in the history here, go back to 2018 in this country, you could place a bet legally in one state. It was out here in Nevada. In 2019, it was up to 8. The following year, 14. In 2021, that number was 20 plus Washington, D.C. In 2022, that number rose to 30. And this year, we have 33 states where people can bet legally on the Super Bowl.
Yep, that's right, my friend. How things have changed.
Oh, yes.
And where is the game next year? As we talked about last week on the program, what were the odds that we would get a team and a Super Bowl and it would embrace gambling and all of it? I mean, this has been an incredible turn of events here with the NFL. And for years, it was just, you know, like, some dumpy kid in the Midwest. That was me playing Super Bowl squares with the family. And now you see how it's evolved and the great job they're doing here with the squares. But
did you ever get involved with those brown tickets? Did anybody in your family or any of your friends ever have, like, really young? I'm talking years ago now. My dad would have, like, this thing that he would bring home from work. It was like a brown ticket that you would open up like this, and it would be, like, 7-3. And there's your number on the game. I don't even remember what they're called. It was so long ago. He would do it for bowl games. He would do it for NFL playoff games and for the Super Bowl.
Oh, we draw out of a hat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another way to do it.
Yeah.
And there you can get, by the way, if you're watching today the Super Bowl at a house party with a bunch of people, you can get creative with how you're going to approach this game today. Everybody bring like ones and fives, and you can bet on the next commercial. You can bet on the next play what it's going to be. You can have fun with that with friends. American Gaming Association, a record 50.4 million American adults are expected to bet $16 billion on the Super Bowl. The expected number of bettors is a 61% increase, and 30 million Americans plan to place a traditional sports wager online at a retail sports book or with a bookie, which is up 66% from last year. That's American Gaming numbers.
Yeah. I know David Purdom, ESPN Chalk, threw it out there. Are you betting more or less than you did last year? And, we haven't seen the huge bets. There were the million-dollar bets. There were a couple big bets an hour ago on the total. But it just seems like there isn't as much steam as has been in the years past, even though, to me, it's a great matchup on paper. But
who
knows
if
there's Chiefs fatigue or whatever the reason.
Well, where are you at then? Are you betting more this year than last year?
I'm betting a little less based on, because I'm not in love with the props like I have been in years past, right?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't that excited for last year's game. This game, I think, is awesome.
Oh, this game on
last
paper
year was,
could be.
I mean, the Bengals, I think, just got hot at the right time. Well, you give Burrow a lot of credit. It was they were done against Tennessee. McPherson saved them, and Tannehill was awful. So, and then somehow the Rams, as a 4 seed, got the game at home. And they were down late.
Yeah,
so
they were both lower-seeded teams. Yeah. This year we get the 2-1s. I think I haven't done the math on it. I think I probably have bet a little bit more this year than last year. I'm not even going to include the promos I was doing. Well, we were in Arizona last week. I'm not going to include that. But I'm just saying about the other regular bets, it's probably up maybe a tick from last year, but nothing out of the ordinary, I don't think.
I think it's the easiest game to handicap, though, in terms of if this happens, if the Eagles control the line of scrimmage and especially push him around up front with the offensive line, then they will have a big day running the ball, and that's your ball game. And do they slow down Mahomes, and is this team that was number one in sacks get to Mahomes and frustrate him and make it difficult for him like the Buccaneers did, although he was compromised in that game, the O-line was rather, too, and then the foot injury. But there it is. Then that Eagles are going to win, and it could be maybe a double-digit win. But there's a lot of shoulda, woulda, couldas, and you also have Hurts, who's been awesome this year and would have been the MVP, 24 years old, and trying to become the fourth quarterback to win a Super Bowl before the age of 25.
Yeah, we did see a bunch of Chiefs money yesterday, last night, into this morning. It came down. Actually, Westgate was at a pick 'em here in town.
South Point was at 2. Did you see that?
And then they dropped all the way down
to
1.
They got the 2, and then the big bets came in, and then they went down to pick, and then there were more huge Philly bets at pick also. William Hill stayed steady at 1.5, and Circus stayed at 1, and they're still at 1, last check.
I will tell you where I'm at in this whole process. I'll take you back 2 weeks ago. After the Chiefs eventually defeated the Bengals, and that number was first starting to populate on the board, and it opened up Chiefs around 2, some spots here where we broadcast from 2.5, others 2, 1.5 in that neighborhood. And I was on social media, and I paid attention to, you know, some of the people who are willing to share what they're betting. And they're sharp bettors. They do this for, you know, a living. They're like, okay, we're all in on the Eagles here. And I was real careful. I'm like, man, I don't want to overreact to what we watched today. I'm taking nothing away from the Eagles' win against the 49ers. And I thought the Chiefs were extremely fortunate to beat the Bengals. So I'm like, okay, let me check the books. And already here in Las Vegas, Philly moved to 1.5-point favorites at most books. There was one pick 'em on the board. So I'm like, oh, let me grab that pick 'em. And then eventually I grabbed an alternate number on the Chiefs plus 6.5, trying to hit both of those. I'm telling you right now, I have really no confidence in my bet on the Eagles at Pick'em.
Hmm.
I mean, this could go either way. I mean, I could see it's, again, because it is Mahomes, obviously, that we're talking about here. But the closer we get to kickoff, I think that, and I brought this up when we were in Arizona, I think the most underrated part or the most under-talked about under-discussed part of this whole game is how the Chiefs' offensive line protecting Mahomes is really good, and there's a chance the Eagles' front will not touch the guy.
Well, that's fair, but I'll disagree a little bit because I could see Reddick wrecking this game. 19.5 sacks, and he's going against Wiley, and Wiley allowed the fourth most sacks in the league with the Pro Football Focus numbers. So if Reddick makes life hell for him and he uses Wiley as a turnstile, yeah, that'll just about do it for me.
I think they only allowed 26 overall in the season. The Chiefs did. And that was the fourth fewest amount in the entire league. So they were really good.
Do they get heat on Hurts? That's another angle, too. I mean, it's one thing to do it against Cincinnati, as they had 3 offensive linemen out, and Jones was great, and you have to worry about Frank Clark. But that's I don't know if they're going to put heat on Hurts.
Yeah.
If he has time to throw and they gash him on the ground, and it could be pick your poison.
That's a really good question. I was listening to the Lombardi line here before us on the way in. And Michael Lombardi brought up a great point, and that is, when you pay attention to Chris Jones, his helmet is offsides in almost every single play. So how is Carl Sheffers going to call the game today, and his crew? Again, this is an all-star crew, so this is not the typical crew that Sheffers works with during the regular season, but for what it's worth, Sheffers did call the most amount of flags, did throw the most flags this year in the entire league for the most amount of yards, and he ranked also at or near the very top last year. So hopefully, when we're back talking about this game tomorrow, the officials will not be a story. That's what we all want.
Oh, please, don't tell me. I am not coming in here Monday, and that's after what happened in the AFC title game. It can't happen. It can't happen for anybody. Fans, the league, Goodell, the officials, no one.
Yeah.
Another thing, I love what Lombardi said. So Friday I talked about I give the Eagles a coaching edge just from the it's an advantage for them that they're going 4 downs and how you run your offense. Oh, if it's third and seven, we can run the ball because we're going for it on fourth down. And I'll go for it even deep in my own territory if I'm Sirianni. And you know how dangerous this offense is.
Oh, he will do
and,
that.
And like, but I didn't bring this up Friday, but Lombardi did. The Chiefs were horrendous. Worst team in the league, third and one.
Oh, yeah.
So if you get in, that could decide the game, too.
They can't push guys around up
front.
That's
right. So if that, we know they're automatic third and one and fourth and one. Eagles. Chiefs aren't. So suddenly, if you have a third and one, fourth quarter, and you run the ball and you lose 2 yards and you have to punt, I mean, stuff like that. And if he's going to go for it and be aggressive, he can just use the push play that's been so. Who knows? It might come down. 2-point convert. There could be a penalty. Someone could jump off sides. You could say, thank you very much. I'm taking the free point. I'm going for it at the 1 yard line. I mean, all this stuff, I think, plays a big role in to get the edge of the Eagles, too. I like what Lombardi said about that.
I'll tie in last year's game again to today. I hated it last year when Zach Taylor went for it right away in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically, what, at the 50-yard line or in his own territory? Right away in the game in the first quarter, he went for it. Now, again, they were down 3 offensive linemen against that Rams front. I'm like, dude, don't do this. Don't go for it. This is a bad... If you don't get this right now, you're really up against the wall here. And that decision eventually cost them because the Rams scored and they took the lead in the first quarter. If Zach Taylor is going to do that in the Super Bowl, why would Sirianni change who he is?
No, yeah.
That's not going to happen.
No. He said it earlier in the week. He's right. Don't treat this like the other 19 games. You're 16-1 when this guy starts. Be aggressive. Don't change a damn thing because it worked and your offense was awesome.
Yep.
You know. Now, Kansas City was great on third down this year, number 2 in the league. But the third and short stuff is just baffling.
It is.
The third and one.
Yep.
I mean, bananas. But both teams were excellent on third down this year. Kansas City was horrendous red zone defense. That's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Is Kansas City kicking field goals and is Philly punching it in? I would give the Eagles the edge there too.
I'm looking across the country right now. Most books are at Philadelphia -1.5. Some are at 1. Again, I think they kind of found looking for a price discovery for some of these shops. When they eventually went to pick today, they quickly moved it back up to Eagles -1. Or, you know, maybe potentially 1.5.
You see what just...
I don't think the Chiefs are going to go off the favorite here
today.
Okay.
All right. Sorry about that. Someone did $500,000 on over 49.5, and then someone bet $500,000 on over 51. The guy laid $1.25 on over 1 on 49.5. Walk across the street.
Oh,
one was at BetMGM, the other one was at Caesars. For the guy who bet over 51. Westgate's 52 on the game now. But that's...
They are now, huh?
What?
I missed that.
Why are you playing over 51 when it was like, we'll go across the street?
Wow, okay. Also, Jay Cornegay tweeted this out from the Westgate. Tickets wagered, heads 54%, tails 46%. Money wagered, heads 45%, tails 55%. Sharps on tails?
At Caesars, one of their biggest liabilities in 2 states is heads. Tails. Tails was like the second most popular bet at 2 states at Caesar Properties.
More on this vaunted Philly defense up next. You'll notice quite a difference in various numbers when playing good offenses compared to bad offenses. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Let's go. Kick it off. Everything set at Bet Rivers. Ton of specials. Same game parlay. Bet and get live. Bet and get football squares game. Going up to $10,000 in bonus money. Full terms and conditions available. BetRiversSquares.com. Oh, my God. The house specials. Will a kicker or punter make a tackle? 20-1. Read 'em and weep promotion. As an Andy, any ruling overturned by a challenge plus 130. Will Reddick have the most sacks 3-1? And will we go tails, touchback, first pass complete to start? Bing, bang, boom, plus 380.
Wow.
Great house specials at Bet Rivers. Get up there.
Here we go with the great Michael Lombardi hanging out here at Circa. Just did a show, finished up for 2 hours. Now he's hanging out, going to be on this show, obviously, right now. Later on with the godfather himself, Brent Musburger. How you holding up?
I'm doing great. Yeah, I mean, look, we finally got here. It's been forever, right? It takes forever to get to this game, but it's good to be here. It's good to be with you guys. So it's good to be in the studio with you, too.
It can be a little bit tough. Yeah. I mean, thinking about and examining the same game for 2 weeks on the old brain. You know, I mean, at some point you're like, oh,
especially
boy.
Especially an even game. Like, I mean, if anybody tells you they have a conviction of this game, like, I get people go KC. I get people going Philly. I don't know how you say this is – I know this is how the game's going to go. I can't get there.
I bet Philly 2 weeks ago on Sunday night. I have zero confidence in the bet that it's going to get there today.
Yeah, I'm with you. I thought Philly – the guy just out here in the book was hitting me with it. He's like, I had Philly right after the game. Now I'm confused.
Yep.
Because I think it can go either way. Because, you know, that we, one thing we said on our show, all we heard all week in Phoenix, you guys were there too, was like the Eagles, but they have Mahomes. But they have Mahomes is always right. Hedge your bet. It's always like – okay, well, you know, I have a chance to be right because if I took the Eagles, then I'm right. But I didn't, you know, they have Mahomes.
Yep. So do you, it is on the game overall, but is there a part of the game when you really break it down, like the Eagles offensive line, like you're convinced like they're going to do a great job against the Chiefs front, or is anything else that sticks out to you?
Yeah, I think the Eagles can control the front, right? First of all, I think there should be a prop. Will Chris Jones get called for offsides? The guy's helmet's in the neutral zone the entire game, okay? I can't imagine he doesn't get called. I think the Eagles' offensive line and their physicality has to show up in the game. I don't think this is a game where Hurts has got to be elite. I just think Hurts has got to be efficient. He's got to play within himself. And then they've got to be able to convert third downs. They've got to be able to stay on the field on those third downs like they did on that drive against San Francisco. And I think Goddard has a huge role in the game. I think what the Eagles cannot do, they cannot be one score or 4 points ahead in the fourth quarter and give the ball back to Mahomes. I just do not think that's good for them. I think as the longer the game goes, if they don't build a lead, that defensive front, which we're all counting on when you say we like the Eagles, you say, well, if we like the Eagles, we're counting on the Eagles front to win the game, right? That front's going to get tired. We played here in 14. In the first quarter, we didn't score a point. Their defensive front dominated the game. We scored 14 in the second quarter. The third quarter, they were fresh again. We couldn't do anything, couldn't add the lead. The fourth quarter, we scored 14 and got the lead. And so because the only reason we did was they were tired. We finally could block them in the fourth quarter. We could block them in the second. I think that's a little bit of this game. If the Eagles get tired, they have great depth in their front. But if they get tired, Mahomes is going to be great, which is why one of the props I love – Mitch, Paulie, I love Mahomes over 26.5 completions. I think he will be pinpoint accurate.
Okay.
Really? Okay.
Excellent. Wow. Right. I love what you talked about Friday, and it's not getting enough attention. Why is Kansas City so bad 3rd-and-1?
Because they have no physicality in their offensive line. It's all a pass protection offensive line. One of the things I didn't agree with when they traded for Orlando Brown was Orlando Brown needs to come off the ball and use his size and physicality, right? He's not an athlete. I mean, the guy ran 5.9 at the combine. I mean, Al Davis would have had him on a board so far away, wouldn't have mattered. So he's not athletic. And so when he has to vertically pass set all the time, you can get the edge on him. And we've seen this happen against the Bengals when they rush 3. The Bengals rushers get there. And because of that, they have no physicality in their line. They have no real – they don't have a lead back. They don't have a tight end that blocks. I mean, I've said this all week long. I'm going to let you in on a secret. Kelsey's not a tight end. He's not a tight end. He is a wide receiver. He's an elite wide receiver. But he doesn't block anybody. He easy releases to block a safety. There's no point of attack blocking on the edge of the line, so they have no real inside power run game.
Yeah. I think the numbers reflect exactly what you just said. Really bad on 3rd-and-1. and you look at the adjusted sack rate and how many they allow, they're like the fourth best team in football. Like they don't allow the other team to get to Mahomes.
And he gets the ball out. And then when he when they break down, he can move. Then when they break down, that's when all of a sudden you're holding on because you didn't script this. He's running around, but he's not running around like Kyler Murray running around. He's running around like tactically running around. And he's going to strike and throw the ball the wrong way but still make a play. That's what you can't account for. We give Andy Reid so much credit, and he deserves it. But those off-scripted plays Mahomes makes aren't in anybody's playbook.
Do you like Pacheco today?
I like McKinnon today. Here's why. I think in games like this, what matters is trust. Trust. Trust matters. And they trust McKinnon in pass protection. Now, if they're going to run this thing today, Pacheco's going to have a big day. I just don't see them really running the ball. Dallas couldn't run the ball on this team. When you go back and watch that Dallas tape, Dallas, you know, Pollard had 19 yards. I think Zeke averaged 3.2 a carry. Pollard was at 3.5. You know, Dak was the one who ran the ball for over, and they got 32 carries for 115 yards. Dallas threw it on them. I think it's a misconception you can run on Philly. I think Philly's hard to block.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The offensive line's so damn good, too. I mean, they shut down Dallas. They shut down Bosa in San Francisco. Thibodeau didn't do anything. They shut down the Giants.
Yeah, well, they play from in front. See, here's the problem. Yeah. They make you defend run and pass every play. Like, they make you – and for the Chiefs to win, you want them to get to where they have to throw it. You know, so when you have to defend run and pass on every play, because they'll run it on third and three. They have no problem running on third and three.
Because I'll go for it fourth
so
down.
So you can't really get your hand in the dirt and go up the field.
Okay. How about – are you concerned about the shoulder? And then how do they what does the passing attack look like? Is it a big game for Brown? Could it be Goddard?
I said this all along. I felt like that at the end of the year, I really truly believe that Hurts will have offseason shoulder surgery. I think he's going to have to get that repaired. But I think he'll get through the game. Now, I didn't think he had great velocity on the ball the last game. We had Marcus Hayes on our show earlier, and Marcus Hayes talked about how they felt like the extra week's rest, he'll get more velocity. But if he takes a hit in the game, who knows?
Yeah.
Is that one of the reasons why you like Goddard? Can be more underneath stuff?
Yeah, I think Goddard's going to be. I think they have a hard time matching up to Goddard.
Yeah.
Plus all the play, and it's easier throws. One of the things you look at, I think what doesn't get talked enough about, is percentage of targets to catches. Okay, that's really important. So how that tells you efficiency. Goddard's at over 70%. He had 66 targets, 48 catches. That's rare. These Eagle receivers are really good in that area. I mean, Smith is over 70. They're tactical in their passing game.
Yeah, and another guy that I like in that area today for the Eagles would be Gainwell out of the backfield because the Chiefs are really bad at defending running backs in the air, and they allow 6.5 catches per game and almost 50 yards. That's why I like Gainwell's props, because they don't throw the ball to Boston Scott or Miles Sanders.
No.
They basically throw it to Gainwell.
I think Gainwell's speed's a problem. And I mean, we had Stormy on. I'm sure you guys will have her on, too. Gainwell's a real popular bet. Yeah. Thomas Gable was talking about that back at the Borgata. A lot of people coming to the window on the Gainwell. I think Gainwell was the difference in the San Francisco game. If they would have stayed with Sanders in that game, I don't think they would have run the ball as effectively. Mm. Gainwell's speed was a problem for the 49ers. You got to match up with that.
Yeah, and he was awesome against the Giants.
Yep. But look, everybody that wants to take the Chiefs or the Eagles didn't play anybody. I don't know who they could have played. I mean, that you just can't put a team on your schedule.
When did you leave Arizona?
Friday night.
Okay. Did you see what happened at Pizzeria Bianca?
No,
I
didn't.
Four and a half hour wait?
I mean, it was good pizza, Paulie. I mean, I don't know if I'd wait 4.5 hours for anybody, but I mean, it was good pizza. I mean, and plus the chef's table, everybody watches that show. If you're there, you might as well go, right? I mean, why not? I think
Wetzel wrote about it at Yahoo Sports.
Oh, he did?
He said, forget about Goodell's cocktail party. Forget about Gronk's party that he's having. He's like, there's a small pizza place close to downtown Phoenix. It's a 4.5 hour wait now.
It was unbelievable. And when did you? I didn't really go through the restaurant, but it's tiny in there.
Very small.
I mean, he could add more prop, but I guess the oven is all he has there. When you watch the chef's table, he developed flour disease in his lungs from making so many pizzas that he has, you know, he doesn't make them anymore.
How about that, Paul? You got to watch the show. It's amazing.
It's fascinating.
Yeah. I was telling the story at dinner. Yeah. Incredible. Between that and the Al Davis stories, I didn't want the night to end.
Here's where I have a lot of respect for you. I mean, what percentage Italian are you?
100%.
100% Italian. You appreciate pizza when it's good anywhere.
Right.
This reaction that I got when we talked about going to Pizzeria Bianco and another spot in Phoenix, people reaching out from the East Coast, I don't eat pizza, anything west of New York City. I'm like, whoa, that's a huge miss. What are you doing?
So my first reaction when I saw the chef's table pizza, I said, oh my God, there's no way this guy can make pizza. But I learned. I lived in LA for 2 years. Millie and I lived when I wrote Gridiron Genius. There's a restaurant called Felix. This chef here, Evan Funk, he went to Italy. And he, everything he does, the flour, all that, he has a room in his restaurant that is strictly just to make the dough. And I learned that you can make dough anywhere. That's a misconception. Like, I thought it's the water in the dough.
Uh-huh.
It's not. And so I dismissed that west of the Mississippi crap. Like, that's ridiculous.
Good for you.
I promise you, you go to Nancy Silverton Mozza in Los Angeles, that'll be some of the best pizza you ever had in your life there, too. It's outstanding. And Chase Baca, she makes a focaccia bread that's top of the list. So I've been through it all. Like I know pizza. Like, I know dough. Let me put it that way. I know dough.
You were, like, close to being in heaven on, what was it, Wednesday night when we went?
I loved it. That's all I wanted to do. Brian Musburger and I talked about it all we cared about was going there.
You wanted to go back the next day.
I would have gone every day, but the carbs kill me. I'm not going to eat for about 2 weeks after
you're
this.
You're Italian. Trip. You're up against it. The apps. How about the apps? I was blown
very
away
good
by
apps.
The app. The
enjoy the game today.
Thank you, guys. Yep. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for hanging around today. Yep. We'll get into some DraftKings specials that they have for the big game coming up next year live in Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Getting close. Everything's set at Bet Rivers. Great specials. Same game parlay. Bet and get live. Bet and get football squares. You're going up to $10,000 in bonus money. Place $10 or more in qualifying bets. You get a square on the house. Thanks to Lisa Johnson, everyone at Bet Rivers. The house specials are phenomenal. Punt down inside the 5 plus 260. Score first 5 minutes. Yes, plus 175. Kicker or punter to make a tackle, 20-1. Tails, touchback, first pass complete, plus 380. Reddick, most sacks, 3-1. All up there. Great house specials at Bet Rivers.
Here we go. Senior editor, vsin.com, host as well on the VSiN network. Matt Eumanns joins us. We knocked off, well, Paulie did anyway. He knocked off Culver's when we were in Phoenix, Matt.
Oh.
Yeah.
Finally.
Well, Mitch, you knew how good Culver's was. Paul had never been there, but
right.
You
That's
had
right.
been there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I gave it a B. If you would blindfold me and sit me down and you wouldn't tell me where I'm at, I would think Freddy's. Very similar to Freddy's with the burger, the cheese curds, the onion rings, the fries.
Okay, one difference is Culver's has a more expanded menu.
Yes, that's, they do. Yeah. I didn't get into that, but I hear that the fish sandwich is great.
That's why I confuse myself every single time. I was leaning fish sandwich this time around or the butter burger. And I decided to go grilled chicken. And I'm like, I took one bite and I was like, I can have a grilled chicken anywhere. What am I doing?
Mistake.
It was a huge mistake.
Big mistake.
I know. But that's the thing. Like the menu, like you get trapped inside the menu. It's so long.
That's a great thing about Culver's. But when your visits there are so infrequent, it feels like you have to get the butter burger when you go.
You have to kind of don't fight the place.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
A lot of people are upset with you.
Why?
A&W was awesome. I was just there in Boulder City.
A&W's on the list.
You didn't have it high. You were disappointed. You said, you got a Coney dog.
Come on,
you're ripping him. You got a Coney dog, for Christ's sake.
Yeah,
the double cheeseburger was enormous.
Actually, I got both. I had a burger and the Coney dog. And a root
with
beer,
the
Paul.
Yeah, with the float.
He doesn't mess around here.
Oh, was that good?
Yeah. Okay, how many prop bets do you have right now in the game?
By the way, did you guys stop at Portillo's?
No, not enough time. We had pizza two or three.
I couldn't even do Whataburger.
I got 22 prop bets on the game. I was going to add a few last night, but we were out late here at Mega Bar and bouncing around downtown. And
how was it?
It was great. Yeah. It was packed here last night. A lot of energy. People fired up for Super Bowl Sunday. And I didn't add any prop bets last night, but I think I've got enough. We've got 22. And I know Paul's got a big bet riding on the Chiefs today. A futures bet. Do you want a Derek and Mike's Holiday Invitational, right?
Yeah.
I've got an Eagles ticket from last May.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a big ticket, but I'm going to find a way to hedge it today. And, I've been asked about this a lot this week, and we were talking about it during the break. There's so much talk about this point spread. Pick 'em, -1, -1.5, 2. Why bet the game?
Yeah.
You wait 15, 20 minutes, you're going to get a better number on one side guaranteed, and you're probably going to get a better number on both sides if you just wait it out.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have a strong opinion, wait, live bet it, grab a better number. At least you'll feel better about your position on the game if you get a better number.
So is that your approach then with this Eagles ticket? Because they were like the best first half team, best second quarter team in the entire sport this year. And then, right, expect that to happen again in this game, and then you can find a better number here?
No question about it. Philadelphia's been a fast-starting team the entire season. If you bet the Eagles just to win the first half, they're 15-3-1 this season. And one of those losses, week 17, when Gardner Minshew was a quarterback. So I did bet the Eagles minus a half point in the first half. Not a big position on that. But basically, based on the Eagles' trends and how they played, like you said, in the first half the entire season. And I think if the Chiefs win this game, it's going to be one of those classic Kansas City comebacks. You guys both remember 3 years ago, the Super Bowl, the only one Mahomes has won against the 49ers. Who was the better team? Which team was better in that game? The 49ers.
Yeah.
They should have won the game. Mahomes pulled a rabbit out of the hat in the fourth quarter with a couple big plays.
Third and forever at Hill.
Yep, that's right. And that could happen. That could happen here too.
Where are you at with your schedule? Well, look at the quarterbacks you faced. What do you? I mean, you're still blowing people out, and you've been impressive. And other than Dak going off in the one game, they've shut these guys down for the most.
Yeah, that's the thing is the Eagles have blown out most of those teams. You know, they didn't skate by and barely escape against. And there's always two sides to the story too. Let's look at the Kansas City schedule. All right. Now, the Chiefs had that really impressive win at San Francisco in October when Patrick Mahomes was electric and he ripped up that 49ers defense. And then the Niners won 12 in a row after that. But the AFC West fell apart. The Chiefs struggled to beat the Broncos twice. Probably should have lost at home to the Raiders. Went down to the wire twice with the Chargers. It's not like the Chiefs were a dominant team this season, and they were really poor against the spread. They were not covering numbers. They were skating by, barely getting by in a lot of these games. So I think you could make that schedule argument both ways.
You know, I was thinking about that today, a few hours ago. Like the biggest storylines, if you go back to last March leading into like August, right, in the preseason, the two biggest disappointing teams were the Broncos and the Colts, in my opinion.
Sure.
And the Broncos were just a complete flop. And then you tie that into what you just said. Raiders were a playoff team. They were a disaster this year. They blew every game imaginable, right?
Right.
And the Chargers, I mean, yes, they were a playoff team, but that team just, they have so much talent, and they disappoint me like every single year.
Sure.
I think that you can make a case the most disappointing part of the entire year was how the AFC West played out.
Yeah.
Yeah, the AFC West we thought was going to be a dominant division.
Yeah.
By far the best division in the NFL. Some are saying historically dominant, and it completely fell apart. You know, I still don't buy into the Chargers, mainly because of the coach, and the Chargers just choke every year. When they were up 27-0 on the Jaguars, you didn't think the game was over. You didn't think the game was over.
No. Mm-hmm.
If there's one team that could blow that lead, it's the Chargers.
Because of who they are and what they
right.
do.
Oh yeah.
Walk us through some of the props. What do you like? What'd you bet, and what do you recommend?
All right, Mike Palm and I talked about this on the VSIN Pro Football podcast on Thursday. No score in the first 5.5 minutes, or you can play first 6 minutes.
Yep.
I play this prop almost every year. It's won 9 of the last 12 years. There has been an opening touchdown. The opening drive has been a touchdown 4 times in the history of the Super Bowl and not once in the last 15 years, right?
Good info.
So even, I think Philadelphia, one of my favorite props here too, is I bet the Eagles rushing yards over 135.5. And I think if Philadelphia's going to win this game, that – the Eagles' offensive line is going to have to be elite. They're going to have to stay committed to the run. They're going to have to overpower the KC defense on the ground. What you want to do here is wear down the KC defense, run the clock, run the ball, and the Eagles are fully capable of that. They were 5th in the league in rushing offense this year at 147 yards a game. I think they get north of 150 in this game. And that prop, you can still find out plenty of places at 140.5. Bet the Eagles' rushing yards prop over.
Okay.
Will the game be tied after 0-0? I think, yes, you're going to have a situation here where two quarterbacks can trade shots. This is just it's a basic prop, but you got a pretty good chance you're going to have a 3-3, 7-7, 10-10 type of score at some point. Mahomes rushing yards over 16.5. Mahomes to score a rushing touchdown at plus 420.
Mm.
That's a good number. Considering Jalen Hurts to score rushing touchdowns at minus 110.
I think about that.
And I think Mahomes is going to be on two good wheels here, which is why I bet his – rushing prop over. This Philadelphia defensive front's going to put a lot of pressure on him, and they're going to force him to get out of the pocket and make plays, and he's going to have to run, and he's going to have to improvise against this Philadelphia defense. So I do like the Mahomes rushing prop over, the Eagles rushing yards over, Mahomes to get a rushing touchdown. Will the Chiefs convert a fourth down attempt? Yes, at minus 120. Here's the thing.
Seems cheap.
It does seem cheap. Here's the thing. If you don't have the superior defense, you've got to take more chances. And I think Andy Reid's going to go into this game knowing that he's got to take more chances. And his odds are better with the ball in Patrick Mahomes' hands. You can't be conservative. in a game like this. You can't be punting from the 45-yard line on fourth and two.
No.
You know, things like that. Harrison Butker, over 1.5 made field goals. Players to attempt a pass, over 2.5.
Concur.
A plus 150.
Yep.
A lot of people like to bet that prop. First score of the game, a field goal, plus 160.
Okay.
Last play of the game, a quarterback kneel. No, plus 180. I'm trying to take some plus prices on some of these props, too. You don't want to be laying a lot of prices when you bet a bunch of props. Here's the thing. That's not one of my bigger bets, but I looked at that and I said, I think that price is a little bit out of whack. It's a little bit too high at plus 180.
In a pick 'em game, team might have the ball down by one score, whatever, try to make Hail Mary, whatever it is.
Right.
Or walk off field goal, too, which is a good price. I reached out to our buddy, the janitor, John Murray, over at the Westgate, also Jeff Sherman. They opened the Mahomes rushing prop 10.5.
I know. I was there.
Oh, big move on that.
I was there on Thursday night flipping through the book, and I was like, whoa, what is this? 10.5 of Mahomes rushing yards? I couldn't believe it. Obviously, whoever made that number thought, well, he's going to have a bad ankle in the Super Bowl. I don't think that's going to be the case. All the reports are he was moving around really well at practice this week. How's this for an oddity? Mitch Moss and I have the same predicted final score in the game today.
I was going to bring that up.
We didn't even talk about it.
Nope.
Eagles 24-23.
Wow.
And
if it falls one.
How about that? I bet that prop too. Will the game be decided by exactly one point?
What was that number?
Like 18-1 odds.
Really?
And how many Super Bowls have been decided by 1 point?
Zero.
I'm going to say one.
One.
Who was it?
Giants 20, Bills 19.
There you go.
That's
it.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Good job.
You know what? I think because we both did that, I need to bet exact score 24-23. Right?
Why not?
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Matt. Good luck today.
You bet. Thanks.
We appreciate it as always. Up next, Ben Fowkes will join us, VP Digital Content here at VSiN. How many million-dollar bets have we had, does he expect? And how is this game shaping up for various sports books across the country? There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is a VSiN Big Game Betting Update. Here is Stormy Bonantoni.
We are finally here, Super Bowl Sunday, just a couple hours away from the action kicking off in Glendale, Arizona. Eagles currently sitting as a 1.5-point favorite most of the places. Total sitting 51, but regardless of where this line ends up, there are several 6- and 7-figure bets that are already set in stone, most notably over at BetMGM. A pair of wagers on the Eagles money line -125 at $1 million or more. And I'm sure that they are hoping the Drake curse returns, because Drake, while he is known for making music, it's much better at making music than cashing tickets. He's put $700,000 up on the Chiefs money line, plus $50,000 bets on Mahomes and Juju Smith-Schuster for the first Chiefs touchdown of the game. He has Kansas City scoring in both halves, scoring in all four quarters, and for MVP, $25,000 on Travis Kelce, another $60,000 on MVP to be a tight end, something that has never happened in a Super Bowl before. So will it be a tight end, and will it be Kelce? Nearly $1 million in total wagers from Drake, all of them on the Kansas City front. His bets did give me a little more confidence, though, fellas, in mine and Matt Heumann's Eagles first half play. Rumor has it, Mitch and Polly, as we head back out to Circa Resort and Casino, that speaking of big bets, you have somebody who can break down all of the biggest action.
Oh, he's the man for sure for this, Stormy. He covers this all the time. And by the way, I love that at the back end of Drake's IG post. Please don't ask me for any logic here, because there is none. Yeah. Just people with money to burn, Ben.
Yeah.
Let me go spend, drop 700,000. I don't care.
Must
whatever.
Be nice. Must be nice. Yeah. Sure. 700 grand. Why not? Stormy's coming for my job, I think, though. She's giving all the info. She's got it down.
I guessed when Paulie asked me like 2 Mondays ago, how many $1 million bets? I said 10. Gut reaction. Am I going to come close to that?
I think the under is going to be cash.
The way it looks, yeah.
Again, now we should say, right, there's a difference between the reported bets and the actual number of $1 million bets, right? So sometimes they leak out a little bit. I think one of the things, right, Mattress Max kind of sitting this one out. And last year he had $9.5 million through 2 bets, $5 million and $4.5 million on the Bengals money line. I think we had either 8 or 9 last year.
Yeah.
And right now we're just at those two. We had one that was earlier this week. And that $1.25 million actually was last Saturday, so that's been out for a while. Those are the two on the Eagles money line. I'd still say at books, the majority of the money's on the Eagles. We've definitely seen more Chiefs money the last 24, 36 hours come in. But I feel like the public is on the Eagles, and I feel like maybe some of the sharper books here, Circa, Superbook as well, a little more Chiefs money if I had to paint a broad brush there.
Yeah, well done. It just went to pick here. Derek Stevens checking in. They need Eagles money, so they go to pick now. Oh. Great job all week. But what's the last 48 hours been? And take us through, because South Point got to 2 on the game, and then we're back down to pick them. So they took several big bets, too, just yesterday.
Yeah, it's kind of wild. This was yesterday, early afternoon. And again, we don't know, right? We had a certain individual who we had an exclusive interview with here at VSiN. Who did say that he liked the Chiefs. His name is Billy Walters. He tends to move some lines. And kind of the Westgate, Circa, South Point, a couple other books moved in similar tandem kind of there. You saw that with the Chiefs +2 going to 1. Actually, Westgate and others went to pick yesterday. John Murray said they took some sharp money at pick, so moved back to 1. We've kind of seen it bouncing around there. They said it was an accumulation of bets, wasn't one specific better. Yeah, it's going to be tough information to certainly get that it was that one guy. But we've seen some line movement, like you said. And then today we've seen a little more. It was really static all week while we were in Arizona.
It was, yeah, for a full like 7 days almost. Yeah. Sorry, Paulie. Yeah, I mean, this tells me that I don't think the Chiefs are going to go off the favorite, though. Because whenever it goes down to pick, we're seeing these books bounce back to Eagles as the favorite.
That seems to be the resistance point, right? You always see the books testing. And I think Superbook and others were seeing, like, where can we write more money? Well, if you need Eagles money, you're going to go down to pick, right? And I think Derek said that as well, that they need some Eagles money, go down to picks, probably going to bounce back up. So we're seeing that kind of the channel between one and pick 'em. Again, really interesting, too, because you also have the money line wagers, right? So that's another way to play the game, especially when you have a spread that this low.
Take us through what's gone on in the last hour with the totals. Huge bets coming in on the over.
Yeah, a lot of – look, you generally are going to think the public is betting the over, right? That's what they like to do, and that's what they have done. I think this one is interesting. So we saw a $550,000 wager on the over 51. That was at Caesars Palace. I think an interesting wager just in general as well. was a $547,000 wager on over 49.5. That was at BetMGM in Arizona. And what's interesting, obviously we know Super Bowl is in Arizona, the first time the Super Bowl is in a legal wagering state. Mm-hmm. BetMGM is a book that is right across the street, right, from the Cardinals arena where this will be played. I just think it's fascinating, right? We had, in 2018, we had one state, Nevada, where you could bet the Super Bowl. We're up to 33 now, and people are literally placing six-figure wagers on the day of the game across the street. It just kind of shows how far we've come in a couple of years.
Well, for people, I mean, if you haven't been to Phoenix in the last couple of years to see this, I mean, how prevalent was sports betting? Paul, you brought this up on Friday. I mean, it is everywhere how they've embraced it. And like you said, right next to the, where the Cardinals play, where the Suns and the Diamondbacks play downtown, they're like back-to-back right there. Huge signage,
can't
big books. Yeah, yeah, right there.
Yeah, and DraftKings as well at TPC Scottsdale.
Yeah. Another one, yeah, of course.
So just a bunch of books, and we saw the billboards all over and certainly people discussing it. I think more and more, especially being on the ground there, a lot of prop wagers, right? Like the spread, you know, you're basically picking the winner, right? It's a point, point and a half. Yeah. I think we've seen books as well the last couple of years. The prop market will have more handle than the spread or total, right? It'll be 60%, 65%-ish. I think that surprises some people in just thinking everyone's betting on the game. But there's so many ways to attack the game. I think like you guys were talking about with Humans and Lombardi, if there isn't a game that's more well-suited for in-game betting, it's this, right? Same thing with Bengals, Chiefs. You didn't know how Mahomes' ankle is going to look. This is the same. Being down in Arizona, I think there were two things talking to people. One is that Mahomes' ankle, from people who are at practice, looks pretty good. And the other, like Michael Lombardi said, don't be surprised if there's an off-season shoulder surgery for Jalen Hurts. It's very rare that a quarterback, right, before the Super Bowl says he's injured. He's saying he's not 100%. That doesn't really happen. He didn't really have to throw deep before. I would love to see how that impacts him early in the game, right, before I'm placing a big wager.
Follow the Money Visa and the Esports Betting Network at BFOX22 on Twitter. Take us through some of the other. There's a lot of bets on that prop. 96% of the bets on the yes at DraftKings with the kicked hit the crossbar, the upright. And how about tinfoil hat guy with the leaked script and exact score?
This one, you know, it's big. It's tougher and tougher, I think, to be a sports betting reporter, right? And and where this information is coming. I'm reporting on Drake's bets here, for crying out loud. But yes, this was, if you missed it, I think it was last Saturday or Sunday, there was a, and I have quotation marks for the radio, on air, leaked script of the Super Bowl. Somebody basically made a Pro Football Reference page that was 37-34, the Chiefs winning. Again, you can bet on exact score at every book, all the different point totals. This went from 250-1 to 80-1. It is the fourth most bet prop of any way you can bet the Super Bowl at BetMGM.
Wow.
The exact score. Again, this is more than heads or tails, right? Like, so we'll see what happens. I don't think, you know, I'm just hoping it doesn't end up on that score as well.
No kidding. Does that mean fourth most tickets or fourth
most tickets? Yes.
Is that?
Yes.
What?
So again, this is like that Raiders game last year, right? Ending in a tie, except there's legitimate reason that could have happened, right? For to go to the playoffs in week 18 against the Chargers.
Yeah.
This is a little different.
Two states with Caesars. Second biggest ticket is tails. I mean, think about that. So Tony Rizzo was on from ESPN Cleveland, and he said he got into it with a couple Buffalo fans about being cursed. Well, hold on now. You're a Viking fan, which I know you've been to his four Super Bowls, but never won one. What is it, eight straight NFC title games you've lost, or nine?
I think the Super Bowl is a little before my time, too.
Yeah, sure.
But that too. Yeah. I told Bill Ady before, like, listen, we're down in Phoenix. May have to extend the trip a little bit if Vikings make the Super Bowl. Didn't have to wait too long for that not to be an issue.
Yeah. Yeah.
They may get there at some point. I don't think it's going to be with Kirk Cousins and this team anytime soon.
about a minute left. Did anything else catch your eye? Crazy bets that came in?
I think Kenneth Gainwell, ton of MVP liability, which is surprising. And now Doug Kazarian and others like that. And then if there's a player for MVP, you can basically find a long shot on him. Somebody at PointsBet just bet $100 on Jason Kelce at 2,500-1. There's been offensive linemen. Somebody bet on the kickers.
I know. I saw that. Who would bet?
Somebody bet on both backup quarterbacks as well. So they bet MVP? On Minshew and Henny, oh, just his MVP. God. So it's going to be wild. There's more money than ever out there. It's going to be a really exciting game.
Again, you can follow him on Twitter. He's at BFox22. Great job with this. Thanks so much for stopping in today. We appreciate
it.
Yeah,
thanks, guys.
Thanks, Greg.
Our good friend, Adam Chernoff, great NFL handicapper on the program. Cover next. A side total that he likes and all the prop bets as well. That's next here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
A lot going on at Bet Rivers. You got the Squares Challenge. Went up to $10,000 in bonus money by playing Bet Rivers Squares. And the house specials again for the Super Bowl. Kicker or punter to make a tackle 20-1. Punt downed inside the 5 plus 265. The Andy Reedham and Weep promo. Any ruling overturned by a challenge plus 130. Always a great job. Full terms and conditions available. Bet Rivers Squares and BetRivers.com.
Jay Glazer reported this earlier today. Andy Reid did not rule out retiring after the Super Bowl. Quote,
yeah.
I'll have a decision I need to make. End of quote.
He wins, he retires with a win?
I think it would probably make a lot of sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Adam Chernoff joins the program now. He was with us throughout the entire football season, again this season. He's awesome breaking down, betting on the NFL. You can follow him on Twitter. He's at Adam Chernoff. How you doing, pal?
Doing great. Great morning so far. It's going to be a fun day. I think for better or worse, with this many wagers out there, it'll be a fun Sunday one way or the other.
Okay, so it feels like, and we just talked about this with Ben Fowkes, Circa moved to Pick'em. They need Eagles money. Westgate went to Pick'em yesterday, bounced right back, took a little bit, but you know, came back to one. It feels to me, you think this is a fair statement, it feels to me like the Chiefs will not go off the favorite, right? Because when they move it to Pick'em, it kind of bounces right back to Eagles minus one.
I would think that that's fair. I think the spread and money line, as in every Super Bowl, have to be treated and looked at a little bit differently because you're always going to get people, especially as we've seen all week, this has been less than three and pick them the entire week. If they like Kansas City, they're betting the money line. If they like the Eagles, they're betting the point spread. And so with that comes a price tag. So I'm not sure how everyone's managing the liability on this with so much added prop handle, but I think that's probably fair to say for sure.
Do you have a strong opinion on the side? We'll get into the total coming up in a second, but do you have a strong opinion either way?
Nothing super strong on the side. I would be Kansas City or nothing. I wouldn't be looking to bet Philadelphia at any of the prices that have been there all week, but nothing super strong on the side. Everything that I have is total based. And then a lot of props kicking around on both teams for sure.
Well, I know you got into this too, and I liked your answer. Much has been made about the Philly schedule and the quarterbacks they faced, which the comeback is when it's not Minshew, they're 16-1, and look at their point differential.
Yeah, big time. So strength of schedule has been the talk all week, but like you said, like we can say one thing about strength of schedule. There's two sides to it. Yes, the schedule has been weak. They've played nobody. And they've got away with a lot of backups, a lot of third string guys. Like it's been as easy as it gets for the Eagles all season long, historically easy. But when you're beating teams by 3, 4, 5 touchdowns every single week, like you can't control who you play. That's determined for you, but you can control how you play in those games. And the Eagles have been walking all over these weak opponents all season long. So it's certainly a step up in class, obviously against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, but in all these spots where it's been pretty easy for the Eagles, they've well outperformed expectations. So there's two sides to that for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So take us through what you decided to do. Was it earlier this week with the total, where it was when you bet it? And right now we did see an uptick earlier today. Again, 4 or 5 different books here in this city went to 51.5 with the total.
So played over 50.5, would play over 51. You can still find that everywhere. Look, it's the Super Bowl. It's Sunday. We're 4 hours away from kickoff. Sharpest lines that you're ever going to see. So, yes, played the over. Still like it. Mitch, I'm going to put you on the spot. In sports betting and football specifically, there's something called a negative game state, which refers to a team trailing by 7 points or more. I'm putting you on the spot. I'm going to ask, when was the last time beyond the first quarter that the Eagles were in a negative game state? Do you have a guess on that?
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to go back and say sometime. Was it last year against the Buccaneers in the playoffs?
Well, it wasn't that far, but it was week 11 of this season.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
It feels like that long. But look, we have to go back 9 games to find the spot where the Eagles have been trailing by a touchdown or more beyond the first quarter. And I say the first quarter because there's been situations where they've kicked off to start a game and the team has gone down and scored. And so when we're looking at this Eagles offense, it's been dominant, but it has been so comfortable for them the entire season. And this references in regards to the play calling. And what I mean by this when I'm talking about the over is the Eagles offense, it hasn't been pushed in more than 2.5 months. Like, there really hasn't been a lot of stress on this offense to push, pick up a little bit of tempo. And we know when teams are trailing, that's when you see pass rates tick up and you see teams be a little bit more aggressive. So that's one side of it. Now, the Chiefs aren't nearly as that extreme, but despite what might be looked at as a little bit of a tough path to get to the Super Bowl, it's been 5 games in total for the Chiefs since they've been in a negative game state past the first quarter. And we know with this Kansas City team, when they're trailing, when their offense is pushed, you have Patrick Mahomes, it's as good as it gets. And so I'm looking at this number, despite how easy or comfortable, rather, from a play calling perspective, it has been for both of these teams the last 2 months, we're still seeing them play games that get into the mid to high 40s week after week after week. And now this is a game, there's no more cold weather like both of these two teams have played in. It's an indoor game on a fast track, and it's very likely in this standalone game with 2 weeks to prepare, it's as big as it gets, we're going to see these teams pushed really for the first time in honestly 2 months from a play calling perspective. And so all that said, we're looking at 51. We haven't been that far off in these games where they've been comfortable. Now with them pushed, I think we're seeing a lot of points and a lot of scoring in this game.
All right, excellent analysis. Mm-hmm. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Adam Chernoff, our guest, joined us throughout the entire year, again this season, and did a bang-up job betting the NFL. So then how does that correlate to props that you like if you're expecting points in this game? Who do you expect for the individual players to go off?
I'm going to just kind of rapid fire props here as we go in terms of high bets that I would have correlated to that over handicap. So we'll go game over 51 for the sake of the segment, but we'll go first downs over 41.5. That's both teams combined. I have bet this at 39.5, 40.5, 41.5, where there's 42.5 plus money. I've bet the over on that as well. First downs for both teams over 41.5, very much correlated to that over. I think there's also the aggression factor from Philadelphia that's going to benefit this as well. You may see spots where they're running it or trying to pass for the third down, fourth down. We've seen Sirianni very aggressive. We'll get the same thing from Andy Reid. Really like first downs over 41.5. And then you guys want to get into just a bevy of player props here. I'll kind of fire them off.
Sure, let's do it.
So Miles Sanders over 61.5 yards rushing for Philadelphia. There's some alternates, 100 plus, that you can find around 4-1. I think too much is being made of the Gainwell situation. Remember, we just talked about how easy it's been for the Eagles, how comfortable it's been for them in the second half of games. They haven't had to use Sanders. He's the number one back. He's better than the other guys. But when you're up 3, 4, 5 touchdowns week after week, you don't need to give Sanders a lot of carries, especially in the playoff games. So, like, I get that Gainwell and Scott have had carries the last 2 weeks and got a lot of usage, but they've been up in 3, 4, 5 touchdowns. They haven't had to use Sanders. And so this is a spot, good running matchup for the Eagles against the Chiefs defense. Sanders is going to be used a ton. And so 61.5, too short of a number. And again, I think those alternates are in play. There's also a rush receiving yards combo for most in the game. By any player, you can get Sanders at 5-1. I think that's very good. On the other side, if Sanders and the Eagles are running a lot, which I think they do, Nick Bolton over 10.5 tackles, even money for the Chiefs. He's going to be in the middle of the field. That's where everything's going to be going at him. He's going to be the guy getting a lot of tackles for the Chiefs. So that Bolton over 10.5 tackles, that's really, really good. Tony rush and receiving yards combo. The Eagles defense with Jonathan Gannon, it plays soft, it plays off. We'll likely see a curveball from him, something a little different, but I still think it's going to be forcing Kansas City into a lot of short passes, a lot of horizontal routes, potential for end arounds, for sort of gadget plays as well. So Tony, rushing receiving yards over 33.5. And it's going to be a big Mahomes game as well, over 292.5 passing. You get the benefit from where they start off well. They're going to keep throwing. If they're playing from behind, we haven't seen it in a long time. He's healthy. We're going to get a lot of yardage out of him as well. So over 292 for passing yard. And then we can get to some game props here overall if you want to touch on those too.
Would you also, as a follow-up to the Mahomes prop, would you look at alternate numbers with him as well?
The alternates are priced pretty well. I saw there was 300, 325, and 350. I think they're pretty fairly priced. I'm pretty heavy here at 292.5.
Okay. Yeah, what'd you do for some of the game props? Caught your attention.
Some price is still out there. Game tied after 0-0. No is plus 110. That should be a slight favorite. Plus 110 is a little bit long, so you can take that one. Longest punt for Kansas City. This is a really good one off of the injury news. So they had Brett Kern the last 4 or 5 weeks as the punter. His average was right around 42.5 yards. He's the backup because Sipos was the punter who got hurt. He was the main guy. They activated him off IR. So you have a semi-injured punter coming back for the Eagles and a very aggressive team that goes for it a lot of third and fourth downs. On the other side, you have Tommy Townsend, one of the best punters in the NFL. He's now going from punting outdoors all season to punting indoors. Don't think we see a lot of punts, but I think Townsend here, Kansas City longest punt, minus 175, really good off the injury news. And then also last offensive play of the game, it's a kneel down. Play that one up to minus 200. A lot of props thrown there, but check them out. Obviously going to be a lot of price differences even now, a couple hours before kickoff, but there's a lot going on for this one for sure.
That is excellent, my man. You're the best. Love talking to you throughout the entire season. Enjoy the game today. Best of luck, and we'll be in touch soon.
Thanks very much, guys. Appreciate the time for another season. You guys are the best, and I love the success that you're having, Radio Row and beyond, and the show's growing. So thank you for letting me be a part of it all season again.
Now back at you.
Thank you.
It is a joy to talk to you every single week. Again, you can follow him on Twitter. He is at Adam Chernoff. As we continue here with Super Bowl coverage approaching 4 hours from kickoff here on VSiN. Follow the money. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
VSiN.
We are now 4 hours from kickoff. Eagles, Chiefs in Phoenix. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard, joined now by the maestro himself, VP Circus Sports here in downtown Las Vegas. How's your day going so far?
Good morning or good afternoon to most folks, to Mitch, to Paul, to everybody watching out there from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, to Lubbock, Texas, from Greenville, North Carolina, birthplace of Jason Kelce, to Westlake, Ohio, birthplace of Travis Kelce, from Jamestown, New York, home of Nick Sirianni, to Los Angeles, California, the home of Andy Reid, and not far from there, to all those folks watching from the place where your guy will have the most impact on the Super Bowl in 4 hours, Whittier, California, hometown, Carl Cheffers.
Don't say his name.
You're worried, I know. Oh, you are freaked
out. I'm worried about
out.
The field, and I'm worried about Jeffers. That field's been slick all year. Yeah. Butker hurt his ankle on the slick field week one. Yeah. We watched Michigan and TCU flip and flop and slip and slide in a college semifinal just a month ago.
Oh, not bad, Maestro. Yeah. Not bad. Yeah. Well, when'd you get here?
7:30.
Okay. Yeah?
You'll be here until when?
I'll be here until, if any luck. Well, I don't have to do your show after now, so maybe get out of here by 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Can you imagine next year? I'm already thinking about next year. Can you imagine what this is going to be like? Number one, you can bet on credit here in the sports book. Think about that. Number two, what a cabana's going to go for. Everyone's going to be here.
How about what Radio Row will be in Las Vegas next year? Yeah. You know, how much that's going to blow up. I mean, I saw it for the first time. You guys were there for 3 days. By the way,
how about Radio Row at the Stadium Swim?
How about Radio Row at the Event Center and the parties at Stadium Swim?
Okay.
Legacy? Great job by Dustin. Booking this week. Those shows were fantastic.
He's a man.
And even today, I mean, it was a Hall of Fame lineup, and Ben Fox joined the show. So great job, Dustin.
Take us through the money that you're seeing on this game now. Again, you opened up Chiefs here 2.5 because it was Kansas City liability. One of the reasons why you opened up the Chiefs minus 2.5. Then it goes the other way, and now you're sitting at pick right now.
This is, for me, a fantastic case study in bookmaking. So we'll use numbers that aren't true, but let's just say we were a $2 million loser to the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl and a $1 million winner to the Eagles, right? So we want to attract money. Now, where do you want to attract it? Do you want to attract it so you lose $500,000? Well, it wouldn't be $500,000 because people are either laying 120 most of the week with the Eagles or 110 with the point spread. So it's, but do you want to take $1.2 million in action and vitiate it down to $800,000 and a pick? Do you want to make a loser each way? Do you want to hold on to some of your Eagles winner? These guys opened it up. Chris Bennett's our lead NFL guy and our director of risk. We opened it Chiefs 2.5. A lot of people criticized that, said it was way off. Well, obviously we shaded it to get Eagles money, but he anticipated this game being Chiefs 1, right? And then it went in 5 minutes, 5 points to Eagles 2.5. It settled in at 1.5. We saw on Tuesday, South Point went to 2. Stations went to 2 on Thursday. We never got there. We went back to 1.5 yesterday. Westgate got to a pick yesterday. We just went to a pick with a six-figure bet on Kansas City. Remember, we still want to attract Eagles money. We vitiated a lot of it, but we're still lopsided. Not, let's say, $3 million, maybe half of that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you envision you ever moving off a pick the other way?
If we still get Kansas City money at a pick, which I don't think. I would think at a pick you're going to get Philadelphia money back again. Yeah. I didn't see it, but I also didn't see it go into a pick. I didn't even think it'd go back to 1. I really thought this game was going to close to 2 because we saw no indications of Kansas City money for the first 11 days that this thing was open.
It stayed 1.5 pretty much across the board.
It was 1.5 and people betting the Eagles at 1.5, not Kansas City. So, I mean, there's a lot of storylines here. You can make cases for either side, I think. And so it should be an interesting game. I hope it's a competitive game.
Yeah. We're seeing 52s, too, about anything big on the total.
I worry, but I would like to play the under, but not, I don't know. If that field's slick, that favors the offense. You know that. Look at the semifinal, 100 points with Michigan TCU. Just like snow, it favors the offense. The receiver knows where he's going. The DB is reacting. The slick field hurts the defense.
How it helped the Bengals' offensive line in the snow game against the Bills.
It did. Yeah. It absolutely did.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I dig in here? And I'm just doing this for the folks. I myself have no interest, but how have you approached with your big ticket on the Chiefs that you won in Derek and Mike's Holiday Invitational?
Thank you very much. There's the ticket.
How have you, and I know you're not just sitting pat and be even or win 40,000.
No.
How did you play this?
Well, we also – I had the Bills, too, with because I went partners with that guy.
With Scotty.
With Scotty, yep. Right. I had too much I didn't have enough on the Bengals against the Bills because if it's Bills-Chiefs, I don't have to hedge. I'm in the Super Bowl. And I had too much on the Bengals against Kansas City. But the Mahomes injury really hurt things. Because remember, he got hurt in the Jacksonville game.
Mm-hmm.
So now I got to take a little bit of Jacksonville.
You had to in-play him.
I got Chad Henne in the game. And I'm backed up at the 2-yard line. And then the rollover parlay went out the window because of where the line came out for the AFC title game. So that hurt a little bit too. So
it's not going to be
a $20,000 win.
I didn't anticipate the story being this long, but can we boil it down to this? Can you fill in the blanks? If the Chiefs win today, I win. I profit X. If the Eagles win today, I profit Y. What are those two numbers? If you could share with the millions watching, or if you know,
it's like I think it's
round numbers.
I'd have to
25, 10, 20.
20? No.
It's less than that now.
Because
you're partner.
No. It's 19. You start at 19.
So is it 12, 5, and 7? No. Is it heavy one way, or did you kind of split it down the middle here in this game?
All right. And I'm going to do stuff in play, too. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about the in-play aspect of this as well. The thing is, with the in-play, the Eagles are like the best team in the entire league in the first half and the second quarter. So with that Chiefs ticket, I mean, there's a chance he's not going to get a better number in play with the Eagles until way late.
Yeah. Also, how would I feel if it's 14-0 Kansas City right off the bat? Feel like a bozo.
Well, you can.
With that, too. But
to me, if it was... So, first of all,
it's a free roll, too.
I like the Eagles. Let's just, I bet more on Arsenal under yesterday than I did on the Eagles. But I do like the Eagles in the game. If I had Paulie's ticket to win $38,000 or whatever it was, I'm probably, because I don't really want to go against the other side of the ticket I won from Derek and what I picked, but I'm probably pretty close down the middle to probably bet $15,000 to win $15,000 on the money line on the Eagles. So, whatever, $18,000 at 120 to win $15,000 or. Whatever it was at the time, I wanted to pull the trigger.
That's what you would do personally because you like the Eagles. Yeah,
personally. But I like the Eagles. If I like the Chiefs, it'd be less, right? I mean, but I want to walk away with five figures out of a free roll, out of a tournament he got no cards in for 4 days.
Correct.
And fell in his lap the Chiefs in the fifth pick.
Yeah, absolutely. Who thinks they were going to be there?
It also helps that I'm blind and I couldn't see across the table. Sure. I thought I had more chips, so I didn't double down. I was playing defensive with three hands left.
Yeah. Could have been Mitch.
No, it wasn't, and you're here, like and that. the Chiefs slid the number five.
And I did say if I was getting...
At the time, we all said it. At the night of the draft, how did you get the Chiefs at five?
That's exactly right.
Right?
Yeah.
I was taking Philly.
How about the guy and my friend of mine, and he owns horses, got the Eagles at three, though.
The Eagles at three. And they pretty much had the one seed locked
Tackett,
up.
Jason Tackett.
Right. What did we know at the time of the draft?
I told him, he said to me, what is your advice? I said, I would take the Eagles because I think in the worst case scenario, you're hosting the NFC title game against the 49ers and the game's a pick. And then you make your money right there. I can't see Dallas beating them. I can't see, I didn't see them getting knocked off before the NFC championship game. And it turned out to be the Giants because they upset Minnesota.
Okay. Most popular props here. Mm-hmm. Like, what would ding you here today?
Well, so those are two different things.
Oh, yeah, they are.
The prop that's gotten the most play, but it's been two-sided, is will the opening kickoff be a touchback? this prop has written twice as many tickets than any other prop.
Whoa!
And slightly in favor of the yes with the no with the plus price that it'll be run back or whatever.
Okay.
Second most popular is, and this would hurt, over 5.5 sacks has been a very popular prop. And then the Mahomes rushing. People have just bet this off the board over. Westgate opened 10.5. Yep. I think we opened 13.5. It's over 20 now.
Is it right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
It's moved tremendously.
And the squares. How about the squares?
Oh, the TV people are buying the whole. People are buying the board. $10, $2. Guy just bet the whole board $400 every square. This and that. I mean, they're just put $40,000, $400 every. But, a lot of bar owners and restaurateurs do that. Yeah. And this is their way of running the boards.
Sure.
Right?
Do you have any idea what the handle has been, the overall handle on the squares?
Yeah. It's over 100 between the three states right now, and we may double that in the 4 hours we got left.
You'll double that number.
I think we just hit 100 in Nevada.
Oh, excellent.
There was the Circuit Twitter account sent out a picture of one guy who came to the window yesterday.
The stack?
The stack is this big.
They were all $2, those.
He bet
every quarter.
He bet
all 400 outcomes for $2.
Oh my God!
Maybe they're nice wedding gifts, Christmas gift. Remember, you got to
send the check.
You got to distribute them pretty quickly.
Well, yeah, right. Sure.
Send a picture of the ticket. Draw them. Here's your ticket. Here's your ticket.
There it is.
Look at that.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, for the radio audience, you have to go to the Circa Twitter account and check this out. It's phenomenal. How long did that take? The ticket writer deserves
a
raise.
Few moments. It takes a few moments. What, 800 tickets.
What's the reaction of the ticket writer when the guy comes up? I want to bet every single square on the board.
I think they make sure before they start printing out all the tickets. Yeah. You got to enter every bet. You know, there's a number to the bet, so you got to enter it, print the ticket, enter it, print the ticket.
Oh, man.
B plus. I didn't think the answer would be that long.
Well, great. We'll get to like our final Aesop thoughts fable. On the game next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.